Welcome to our practice. We'll begin in 1 minute. Please allow yourself to sit and settle and arrive to stillness. Wonderful. We are set to begin together. I am delighted that you are here. Welcome to the Institute for Holiness, Kehilat Musar. I am the founder and director, Rabbi Chasya Uriel Steinbauer. And we are in the middle of the 40 days Elul practice, Musar Mindfulness. We began this journey together on the new moon of the Hebrew Jewish month of Elul. And we continued in this practice through Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. And now we are in the 10 days of Teshuvah between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. We are live streaming on Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And I am just delighted that you are here. You are also welcome to join us via the Zoom link. So today is the third of Tishrei. We are now in a new Hebrew Jewish month. It was the new moon of Tishrei on Rosh Hashanah. And now we are in the middle of some intensive work that we've prepared for the first 30 days during Elul. So what is this practice of Musar mindfulness? As you may recall, the first week we worked on self-forgiveness. The second, we worked on forgiveness of those, particularly someone close to us that we have an easy relationship. The third week was someone that was an acquaintance, someone that we might not even know who is a neutral person, that we still have to forgive or seek out forgiveness. The fourth week was looking at one difficult relationship, someone that we have a trying relationship with that we wanted to work on slichot, on forgiveness. So we are now in the fifth week of this practice. And now we are posed between life and death. We have it in our tradition that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaZikaron, the day of remembrance. It is when God is mindful of us. God remembers us. It is very much part of our tradition that this is the association. And with that, we have this sense that there are those written in the book of life, those in the book of death, and the majority of us in between. And we, through our acts of practice and growth, and mindfulness, doing tikkun hamidot, of really working on our musar practice to balance our midot so that we can be of service to others and God, that we are doing this work of what we call teshuva, of returning, of repentance, and of course with tzedakah, of giving acts of righteousness, often associated with charity, giving money when we can, or our time and energy. And of course, there is always with that, those acts that we do with tefillah, of praying. And this right here in your personal practice right now of self-care is a form under what I would call a tefillah, of this mindfulness. So before we jump into our practice, we are going to go ahead and cover our kavanah, which is, of course, very important to this practice. So I'm going to share the screen with you. Thank you for your patience. So you will see before you a purple-ish screen. So you see here, before doing acts of caring for the self, we say, this is something I'm doing to strengthen my own soul in order to be of benefit to others in the future. So this half hour that you are dedicating to your practice is an act of caring for the self. And this is doing it so that we can strengthen our souls so that we can really be of service to others. Before doing acts for others, we say, this is something I'm doing to strengthen my relationship to others so that I can be a better conduit of God's good to others when they need me. This is also a part of the practice in that we're working on forgiving others and self-forgiveness, self-honor and compassion. It's the only way we can offer honor and compassion to others, as you probably know now from our 40 days of little practice together. Finally, doing acts to strengthen your relationship with the divine. This is so central to what we're doing right now. This is something I'm doing to strengthen my relationship with Hashem, the creator, so that I can be a better conduit of God's good to others when they need me. So we're going to hold these intentions when we move into our practice today. So before we move into the practice, I just want to share a few words, which is that in this practice together, we come to see ourselves more clearly. But that is part of the mindfulness. And that we really allow the lived in the moment experience to teach us about who we are, instead of the stories we tell or the narration or anything that might go on, okay? So during Rosh Hashanah, during this 40-day Elul practice, we really started to pay attention to what were the thoughts, emotions, sensations in the body that really kept returning, doing their own form of teshuvah, returning to get our attention. They were calling for care. And if you recall, I taught you about the concept called treif da'at. It is this concept of the torn mind. It's what we would call in Buddhism a monkey mind. But in particular in Musar practice, the treif da'at is a gift from God. It is seen as calling your attention because often you're ignoring these thoughts, avoiding them or pushing them away. And so they're calling, they're doing this teshuvah, they're returning and returning these thoughts, these emotions, these sensations in the body that often the thoughts are lodged in, right? You can feel it sometimes in your low back and your stomach and your chest, your throat. These are calling for your compassion, your nurturing, your nourishing. Okay, it's a gift in some ways. So during these 10 days, we're meeting today on Thursday, and we're going to meet 3 days next week before the Day of Atonement, before Yom Kippur. And we, in these 10 days, are going to sit with this torn mind, with this treif da'at, but cause it to slowly move to what we call yeshuv da'at, a settling, a beautiful settling. I'm going to share some words about this yeshuv da'at from one of our teachers, Rabbi Alan Liu, Zikron Livracha, may his memory be for a blessing. He says in his famous book, this is real and you are completely unprepared. The truth is you're somewhat prepared with this practice together, taking refuge in community, in the Musar mindfulness, and in God. So he says this word yeshuv is a noun from the Hebrew word yeshav, meaning to sit, to dwell, to inhabit. Okay, and da'at is awareness, consciousness, intellectual, emotional, meditative, intuitive, and all the above. Okay, it's all bound up in this concept of sitting. The word yeshav is a transitive form, leshev, meaning to cause someone to sit or dwell. In the plain English, it means to settle. Okay, so yeshuv da'at here, ha-da'at means to settle the mind. It is a settlement, a habitation. It's where we have set down a foundation. All right. It's not only the physical act of sitting and quieting the body, which we do in sitting meditation. It also suggests the whole principle of taking a break from the activities of the day-to-day living in order to fully inhabit it, our lives. Okay. So there's something about this concept of inhabiting our lives that we kind of run from on a daily basis.
And this is part of the practice, is to return to this. So I want to recall, I'm going to bring up a text, probably not this session, because I want to leave enough time for a really good sitting together. But maybe one time next week, I'm going to bring up the text from last week's Torah portion, where seven times the verb and idea of shav, of shuv, tashuv, of returning is there again and again and again. We are being called out. We're being signaled. Okay, there's a voice coming from both within and from without in our tradition. It's lined up. We're here and we're ready. So what do we say here? I want to just quickly touch on this story in the Torah where we lose touch of this sense of that we are souls. Okay, we lose this touch if we're not really engaging in regular daily practice. And we feel overwhelmed, stressed, or overburdened. And so often we get the question of how do we find our way back? And that's what we're doing right now, making sure in these 10 days, how do we find our way back to heaven, right? And heaven meaning to mindfulness, to being in the present moment, right? This is where we can locate that spaciousness, that relationship. We can be present and actually sense and know God. It's only in the present moment. So there's a story in the Torah about someone getting their nefesh back. And he uses the word advisedly, someone, because that someone in the Torah is actually God, is Hashem. After the 6 days of creating the world, the Torah says of God, Yeshav vayinafash. God ceased. God stopped. Okay. And vayinafash, re-nefeshed God's self, re-ensouled God's self. That's incredible. Think about that for a moment. God was so busy creating and working those 6 days that he ceased, that God ceased and re-ensouled. We have to come up with a new word in English because there is no equivalent, okay? Vayinafash. And that is what we're doing right now in this practice. This is what we are doing, these 40 days of Elul practice. Every day when we practice this Musar mindfulness and sit together, we are ceasing, we are stopping, and we are practicing this re-ensoulification, if I want to come up with this whole new concept and word, this re-nefesh, okay? We get back to heaven, we get back to this relationship with God by stillness, by doing nothing, okay? We reconnect with that nothing that gives life meaning by stopping. The Torah has another word for this, and it is kedusha, it's kadosh, holy, holiness. And we know in our Musar practice that this is our whole life practice. We're always on the derech, on the journey toward holiness, towards being here in the right and now. And that's the only place we can be in relationship with others fully and with God. So with that, we are going to practice our Musar mindfulness of thoughts, and in particular, paying attention to those that want to revisit us again and again in our sitting practice. So come to an upright and comfortable position, please. If you need to stand, please do so. If you have chronic pain or low back issues, just stand or do a walking meditation, listening. You're welcome to lie down, but keep your eyes open so that you don't fall asleep. For the rest of us, please root your feet firmly into the ground, really setting a place for you between heaven and earth, upright, dignified position. You are created in the image of God. Your sitting should feel like it, at ease, at one. Let your hands rest in your lap or on your heart, wherever you feel most embodied, and take three deep breaths to arrive. Shut your eyes if you feel safe, or lower your gaze.
We begin by allowing our in-breath and our out-breath to come to the same amount of time without forcing, without struggling or controlling. Allow yourself to gently arrive, recognizing slowly whatever it is going on with you in this present moment and allowing it. Noticing if there's any sensations in the body that are calling for your attention. Maybe there are certain motions lodged in your muscles, in your chest, your stomach, your throat, even behind your eyes. Noticing any thoughts that keep returning and have these past 30 days or more. Notice if you're planning for the future or thinking about something in the past. The practice is to come back to my voice, come back to your breath in the present moment, but while still being aware, as a witness to your thoughts, emotions, and sensations in the body that are part of this kind of treif da'at, treif guf, treif regeshut, these torn emotions, these torn body, torn mind, whatever is calling for your attention. This is the time now in the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur to ask yourself, where does my mind go? What are the loose ends? What have I left undone? Or any unfinished business that is pulling me away from my relationship with God and others in the present moment? It's pulling me away from even myself of presence. Allow yourself time after our practice to even journal about what might be left undone for you. What is visiting you during these 10 days? From time to time, you will hear me go silent for you to spend some time in stillness and in silence with your practice. You need not worry. My voice will return and I will guide you again. It is our practice and our tradition to know that the nature of God is to forgive. God telling in the Torah, I will be what I will be. Yud hei vav hei, meaning to be, is this absolute presence. And an absolute presence is the ability of both acceptance and forgiveness, dancing intimately together with ease, honor, compassion, understanding, and wisdom. And perhaps you even felt a glimpse of this during Rosh Hashanah. This absolute presence, this acceptance and forgiveness. And it has to begin with us. One of the most difficult practices during this season is self-forgiveness. We are so hard on ourselves. part of our spiritual curriculum, our practice is to learn how to be kind and softer with ourselves. Remember in our practice that this turning, this teshuvah, merely changes the way we see things. It is an internal turning. We are able to see things as they are, and this makes all the difference. What would happen as we reflect on our practice now, instead of running away from any perceived weakness, any criticism, either of ourselves or others, that we actually took ownership of them, that we allowed them to inhabit, to visit, the poet Rumi, wonderful Sufi poet, in his wonderful poem about welcoming the guests into the house, says even welcome the ones that we think that we don't want or should push away. Because he reminds us that they might be making room for some greater delight. If we allow ourselves the attention and presence of what we are having the most trouble with in our thoughts and our emotions and sensations, we actually send a beautiful message to our brain and soul that we are here to hold it all. There is space. And it begins to calm not only our nervous system down, but calm any reaction, like we noticed in this practice, that is the beauty of it and learning over time, that thoughts, emotions, even sensations in the body have their moment and then they fall. And to know that we have the space between the match and the fuse. We do not have to act on it. We will take the next few moments, a few minutes in silence, allowing the space for whatever is to be welcomed. As a visitor, I will ring the bells when it is time for us to meet again in our virtual room together in our sacred community. I will go on mute now into silence practice. Allowing yourself to come to the present moment if you've been carried away by your thoughts or by an emotion or sensation in your body. Gently and slowly open your eyes when you're ready. Come back into this space together where we meet from all over the world. Thank you. Thank you for your practice. Thank you for taking refuge in community. I have a mosquito that wants to visit me. See, we're allowing in all the visitors, even the ones we think we don't want. Yeah. Honoring and taking refuge in God and our Torah and Dharma and Musar mindfulness. We're grateful for you joining us today. We always close with our practice of reading the prayer that Jews traditionally say before the bedtime Shema, our central prayer that we say two times a day. And so we have here, we say this paragraph right here, you'll notice, starting with Chareini, I hereby forgive. And what is so key, especially during these 10 days, but all the practice daily in our lives, is I encourage you to take the Cheshbon HaNefesh, the accounting of the soul journal. And before you go to bed tonight, to write down any of those thoughts or emotions or sensations that are calling for your loving attention. And to know that you're also not your thoughts, but you can journal on this and come to more mindfulness. And you'll be able to notice in your words, thoughts, and speech, how you treated yourself and others and your relationship with God throughout the day. And you'll know more clearly, which is all about this practice of knowing more clearly who you are, you'll know more clearly your behavior, and in particular, who you should forgive and even forgive yourself. And that will come out in your nightly journal, just 5 minutes at night. You have to limit it, otherwise you can lead towards behavior of beating yourself up, which is not the practice. I hereby forgive anyone who has angered or provoked me, or sinned against me, physically or financially, or by failing to give me due respect, or in any other matter relating to me, involuntarily or willingly, inadvertently or deliberately, whether in word or deed, let no one incur punishment because of me. Let them forgive me, please. God help them. And more importantly, let God help me forgive them, whoever it might be. And that we learn to let go so that we can actually really engage in one of the most important acts of self-care, which is a full and healthy good night of sleep, which is really coming to a form of stillness, of really of that Shavat Vayinafash, of ceasing, of stopping, and re-soulification. So with that, I thank you. Today, we were blessed to be sponsored by Bani Bearskin in honor of me, Rabbi Chassia, and the Institute for Holiness, Kehilat Musar. She wants to thank the Institute for all the teachings and what it offers to the world. She is one of my students, and so we are grateful for your sponsorship, Bonnie. Thank you. And thank you to all of you who have offered donations during this time, either daily or at the end of the practice. We are grateful to you so much. Thank you again for your practice and joining today. We do meet again, Bezrat Hashem, God willing. I'm just going to confirm because the days are a little much now. We will meet on Sunday, September 12th, God willing, at our regular scheduled time of 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Israel Time. God bless you all. I wish you Shana Tova, Gemar Chatima Tova. I look forward to practicing and being together on Sunday. Take care.